You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we're continuing here in Ezekiel. We got to chapter 30 and verse 1, so we're just going to pick it up there. The word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith Adonai, the Lord, God. And there the variation on the name Yahuwah. Howl ye, woe worth the day, for the day is near, even the day of Yahuwah is near, a cloudy day. It shall be the time of the heathen, a time of the heathen, yes, the times of the Gentiles, mystery Babylon, in full swing, in full sway, and the sword shall come upon Egypt. So you have here heathen upon heathen. And great pain shall be in Ethiopia, and the slain shall fall in Egypt, and they shall take away her multitude, and her foundation shall be broken down. Ethiopia, Libya, Lydia, and all the mingled people, and the chub, and the men of the land that is in league, shall fall with them by the sword. Thus saith Yahuwah, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall. And the pride of her power shall come down from the tower of Cyrene. And they shall fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. And they shall be desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate. And her city shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. And they shall know that I am Adonai, or I am Yahuwah, when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers shall be destroyed, in that day shall the messengers go forth from me in ships and make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great pain shall come upon them, as in the day of Egypt, for lo, it cometh. Thus saith Adonai, Yahweh, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And he and his people with him, the terrible of the nations, shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. And I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste and all that is therein by the hand of strangers. I, Yahuwah, have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols. I will cause their images to cease out of Nob, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt. And I will put a fear in the land of Egypt, and I will make Pathros desolate. I will set fire in Zoan, and will execute judgment in No. I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No. I will set fire in Egypt. Sin shall have great pain, and No shall be rent asunder, and Noph shall have distress daily. The young men of Avon and of Pi-Beseth shall fall by the sword, and these cities shall go into captivity. Well, it's not often I get tongue-tied on a name anymore, but this one got me. Ezekiel chapter 30 and verse 18. Also the day shall be darkened when I break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus will I execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and lo, it shall not be bound up to be healed, but put a roller to bind it, to make it strong to hold the sword. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I will break his arms, the strong and that which was broken. I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, and I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he shall groan before him with the groanings of a deadly wounded man. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I shall put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the countries, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah. Chapter 31 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the 3rd month, in the 1st day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness? Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, with shadowing shroud, and of high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great, the deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers into all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long, because of the multitude of waters, when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus was he fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by the great waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide from him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnuts were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. And going back to, of course, the king of Tyre here. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. And here the Heavenly Father is using an illustration, an image for your mind, of course, of the Garden of Eden. And of course, the Garden of Eden being the earth and all the nations that he planted in it, the trees of his garden. Nor any tree of the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore, thus saith Adonai, the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and hast shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off, and have left him upon the mountains and all the valleys. His branches are fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land, and all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow, and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches, to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height, all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. This is how our Heavenly Father deals with nations. This is what history, when you read your history book, the rise and fall of nations. This is the Heavenly Father dealing in his Eden, yes, his garden. He calls the earth his garden, and he calls the nations his trees. And this is how he deals with them. History is a picture of this. And this is what we're reading about is history, though given in advance this time, because only the Heavenly Father can give us true history in advance. That's called prophecy. And all a demonstration for every nation and all these nations that don't fear our Heavenly Father. The people have spoken. They said, give us a mouth. We choose that mouth. And they chose this slick guy that's, you know, that can read a teleprompter really well. Now he's running around trying to spread abomination over the earth, trying to bribe the other nations with abomination. And why is he doing this? To demonstrate the wickedness of the nation he represents. That's right. That's what your president that you elect represents. The wickedness of the nation that he represents. And then there's the good people, some good people out there that think, well, you know, if we get a good man in there, no, not if you get a good man in there. If you repent, if you fear the Almighty and keep his commandments, then what represents your nation will be good. As long as the nation is evil and does wickedness in his sight, then what represents the nation will be evil. That's what we have illustrated in history and in prophecy. Salvation for our nation is not in whoever can be elected, because wicked men control the elections. No, our only salvation is in repentance and a national scale. Could happen. We still have time. I mean, we know where America's going because prophecy is sure, but we don't know the timeline. We could have 20 years of prosperity coming if the nation repented. But it appears unlikely that America will repent. It appears very unlikely to me. It seems that we're on a road. You never know. We don't know what could happen. We don't know what could be delayed. We don't know how long these things are going to take. Of course, they love all the false prophets love their end of the world rapture fervor that they have going. And they have all the corporate Christians, evangelicals, ecumenicals. They have them, ecumenicals. They have them all believing in false prophecy and thinking that if they can get the right man elected, so they have, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum up there. Yes. The evil and the lesser of evil. That's what, no, you gotta look to yourself. You need to repent, and you need to teach your children to repent. Obedience is what we need. Repentance that leads to works meet for repentance. Continuing here in Ezekiel. To the end that none of all the trees by the waters and the nations, yes, that's what we're speaking of here when we use the word trees, by the waters exalt themselves in their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand in their height, all that drink of the water, for they are all delivered unto death, speaking of the time. Everyone, every nation round about was delivered unto death on a national scale. To the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof, and the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. And I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him, slain with the sword and his arm, that dwelt under the shadow in the midst of the heaven. To whom art thou thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden? Yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith Adonai Yahweh. And it came to pass, in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art as a whale in the seas, and thou camest forth with thy rivers, and troublest the waters with thy feet, and foulest their rivers. Thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over thee with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net, and I will leave thee upon the land, and I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of heaven to remain upon thee, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee, and I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with thy height. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. And when I put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and will set darkness upon thy land, saith Adonai Yahweh. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations into the countries which thou hast not known. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid for thee when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of thy fall. For thus saith the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee. By the swords of the mighty will I cause thy multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them. And they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude thereof shall be destroyed. And I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters. Neither shall foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hooves of beasts trouble them. Then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil. Thus saith the Lord God, when I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that whereof it was full, when I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am Yahuwah. This is the lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament for her, even for Egypt, and for all her multitude, saith the Lord God. It shall come to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th month, it came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nations, unto the nether parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit, whom thou dost pass in beauty, go down. Be thou laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell. With them that help him, they are gone down. They lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Chapter 32, verse 22. Asher is there, and all her company. His graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down into the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain, with all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though their terror was caused in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down into the pit. He is put in the midst of them that are to be slain. There is Meshach, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquity shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shall lie with them that are slain with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, which with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. They shall lie with them, with the uncircumcised, and with them that go down into the pit. There be the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Zidonians, which are gone down with the slain. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army, slain by the sword, saith Adonai Yahweh, the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith Adonai Yahweh. You're listening to Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org. I would like you to go by there and send me an email. Leave a comment. And do sign up there for the blog so that you can watch my videos there in HD.